بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Today this is our 26th session from volume 1 of the Medina book. And the lesson that we are doing today is lesson 14. I think last week in the class we started the lesson already. We read the key, and if I remember correctly, we read the dialogue. Somebody can help me and remind me if we didn't. But we didn't do any of the exercises. Is that correct? Did we read the dialogue though? We did read the dialogue. Okay, we didn't do any exercise. Okay, good. No problem. All right. So I mean, just quickly. Before we read, perhaps we can just review a few points and take any questions that you may have. If you started to do the exercises, inshallah, perhaps you may have some questions and we can go over that before we start doing the exercises. All right, so in lesson number 14, we covered a few things. Well, I should say in lesson number 14 and in the coming lesson 15, which will be a continuation of this lesson. Okay, so what we looked at in the last lesson, we looked at some plural forms, okay? We looked at plural forms for the pronoun, second person masculine, plural. Antum. And also the possessive pronoun, baytukum, for example, kum here. So we had antum and we had kum. In lesson number 14, we're going to look at these second person, alaykum salam, pronouns. The personal pronoun, separate pronoun, munfasal, and the possessive pronoun, the muttasal, when it's connected. This is the form when it's not connected. This is the form when it's connected. Okay, so we had most of the pronouns previously, except the first person and second person plurals. Alright, so this is what we want to look at in these two lessons. In this lesson, we're going to look at second person, masculine, plural, and we're also going to look at first person, plural. Okay, nahnu. In the next lesson, we're going to look at second person, feminine, plural. So in this case, we will have completed in this lesson and the next lesson, inshallah, we will have completed the pronouns. The personal pronouns, when they are not connected, like ana, huwa, hiya, anta, anti, and the connected pronouns or possessive pronouns when you're showing possession of something and you say bayti or baytuhu, baytuha, baytuka, baytuki, like this. Okay, so what we're really doing here now is we're completing the pronouns when they're connected and when they are not connected. The personal pronouns and the possessive pronouns. And what we're looking at is first person plural and second person masculine plural. First person plural is nahnu. Second person masculine plural is antum. The connective forms, when the connective form first person plural is na. Like you say, baytuna, qalamuna, kitabuna, sayaratuna, like this. Okay? This na represents the possessive form of the first person plural. First person singular is ana or ya al mutakallim, bayti, qalami. Alright, this is the first person singular. Ana, first person plural, nahnu. So in this lesson we're looking at first person plural. We already have first person singular. As far as second person, we had previously second person masculine, anta. And here we're going to have the plural for masculine plural, second person, antum. We had the possessive pronoun for second person, masculine, singular, ka, baytuka, sayaratuka, qalamuka, and so on, like this, ka. This represents Walaikum salam. This represents second person, masculine, singular. Anta, you. When you're talking to an individual, male. And here's the plural for it, antum, connected pronoun, kum. Kum, when you're talking to a group of men. Second person, masculine, plural. Antum, this is the form when it's not connected, personal pronoun. And kum, this is when it's connected, possessive pronoun. Baytukum, sayaratukum, babukum, and like this. Okay? In the next lesson, inshallah, we're going to look at the plurals for the second person feminine. The plural of anti, antunna, and baytuki, baytukunna. We're going to look at that in the next lesson, inshallah. And with that, we'll complete the pronouns. When they're connected and when they're disconnected. Okay, so this is what we went over last week in the end of the class when we looked at the key for lesson number 14. Alright, the pronouns. That's one thing. The second thing that we looked at that's very important is we look at the verb forms. Okay, the verb forms. How, when you connect a pronoun to the verb, like you have a verb, ذهب, and you want to connect the pronoun, for example, for the first person singular. Pronoun for the first person singular is two. So when you connect this pronoun to the verb, for example, if it was ذهب, you would say ذهبت. In this case, it's خرج. So you say خرجت. So this is the pronoun that you're connecting to the verb when you're conjugating the verb. First person, two. Second person, تا. So you say خرجت. أنت خرجت. You're talking to an individual, male, one person, singular. You say, anta kharajta. Okay, anti, if it's feminine, talking to an individual female, anti kharajti. These forms we had before, the verb. These singular forms we had before. Today we want to look at the plural forms. What's the plural form for ana kharajtu? I went out. You say, nahnu, we. Nahnu kharajna. Nahnu kharajna. So this is the pronoun that you connect to the verb, to conjugate the verb for first person, plural. And it doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine, because the first person form of the pronoun, as well as the, for the verbs, they are the same, whether they're masculine or feminine. So you say, أنا خرجت, you say, نحن خرجنا. Okay? أنا ذهبت, نحن ذهبنا. أنا جلست, singular, nahnu jalasna. So this is the pronoun here, na, that's used with the verb for first person when we're talking about plural. We did something, meaning the speaker and those who are with the speaker, whether they're masculine or feminine. Okay, plural form. So we're looking at the verb form for first person plural in this lesson, and we're looking at the verb form for second person masculine plural. Okay, we had before the singular, anta. You're talking directly to a male, anta kharajta. Now we have in the plural, antum kharajtum. Notice that the pronoun here in this particular case, antum kharajtum, the pronoun for the verb, connected to the verb, is similar to what? The pronoun when it is individual, personal pronoun. Antum kharajtum. And for the feminine, in the next lesson we'll see the same, antunna kharajtunna. They have the same ending. Antunna kharajtunna. Alright, so this is second person. This is second person plural. Masculine. When you're talking to a group of men, you say antum kharajtum. Antum dhahabtum. Antum jalastum. From jalasa, jalastum. Raja'a, raja'tum. Dhahaba, dhahabtum. Dakhala, dakhaltum. Okay, this tum here is the pronoun that you're connecting to the verb when you're conjugating the verb. Alright, so this is what we are having in this lesson, and in the next lesson we'll have the feminine second person plural. Antunna, kharajtunna. And this will also complete, in the next lesson when we take this, this will also complete the conjugation of the verb. Different forms when you're connecting the pronouns to indicate who is the doer of the action. If you want to say the, if you want to speak about the first person, you have to use the first person singular, kharajtu, or first person plural, kharajna. This one we had before, this one we're taking in this lesson. If you're talking to an individual male in the singular, you say, anta kharajta. If it's plural, you say antum kharajtum yarhamukallah. And in the next lesson, we'll see if you're talking to a female individual, you say anti kharajti. But if it's plural, you say antunna kharajtunna. So these are the verb forms that we haven't had yet, and this will complete the conjugation of the verbs. So these verb forms and these pronouns, whether it's connected or disconnected, the connected forms like this for the pronouns baytuna, baytukum, baytukunna. These pronouns in the connected forms are called possessive pronouns because they show possession. When you say baytuna, you say meaning our house. When you say baytukum, you meaning you all, y'all's house. Okay, so it's a possessive pronoun. When they are not connected, in this form here, we call them the personal pronouns or the disconnected pronouns. Munfasila, dama'ir, al-munfasila, disconnected. They are separate. Okay? And all of these pronouns, now we should have complete. First person, second person, third person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. We should have all of the pronouns now, except the only ones that we haven't covered are the duals. When you're talking about two people did something. All right, we'll take them in the end of this book. Okay, so these are the pronouns that we looked at last week in the key, and we saw some of them as we were reading through the dialogue, and inshallah, we'll do the exercises today. There'll be an exercise for each one of them. There'll be an exercise for first person plural, the pronouns, connected and disconnected, and as well as first person plural verb forms. And likewise for second person, masculine plural, the pronouns, we will see them connected and disconnected, and as well we'll see the verb form for the second person masculine plural, antum, kharajtum, and baytukum. Two other things that we had in this lesson of importance. Is there any question about the pronouns first before we go up? All of this is related to pronouns. Connected pronouns, disconnected pronouns, pronouns connected to the verb form. All these are pronouns, and we're only talking about the first person plural, and we're talking about the second person masculine plural. That's all we're talking about here. Now, Naam. Naam, antum, masculine plural. Naam. Assalamu alaikum. Naam, kum. That's this here. That's the pronoun, right? When it's connected. Kum, naam. This is the masculine second person plural form. Naam. You hear this? Assalamu alaikum. Now it's masculine. And it's plural also. And no matter what? It can be for a mixed group of people that you're addressing, yes. Could be. In reality, it is normally used. This second person masculine plural form is the form that's normally used in addressing people. That's the form that we normally use. No matter if they are a group of men or a group of women or a mixed group or an individual, we are still using the plural form. Assalamu alaikum. That's how we are normally doing it. But is it permissible for you to address an individual man and say assalamu alayka, or an individual woman saying assalamu alayki? No, it's permissible to do so. Grammatically, in Arabic language, it's correct to do so. But it's not required, because the normal greeting in Islam is assalamu alaykum. That means we are assuming that even if we're addressing one person, that this salam is not only going to that one person, but it's going to whoever else is present. From amongst malaika or jinn or whoever else is present, right? But if you want to use it in the specific form, singular, masculine, feminine, you can do so.
Even for other words,
Naam. Normally, in other words, we will conjugate the verb according to the one you are addressing. Naam. If you're talking about an individual and you're saying, I saw you when you went out. Anta kharajta. We're not going to say kharajtum. We're going to say kharajta, singular, masculine.
What I mean is in regards to In other words,
we should use the specific pronoun that's particular to them. Yeah, if it's a group, we should use the plural. If it's an individual, you should use the singular. If it's masculine, a man that you're addressing, you should use the masculine form. If it's a female you're addressing, you should use the feminine form. In general, you should use these forms the way they are. Just in this greeting, assalamu alaikum, we're excused from that. Only here. Otherwise, we should use the pronouns as we have explained them here. We should use singular forms when we're addressing an individual. We should use plural forms when we're addressing three or more. We should use masculine forms for men and feminine forms for women. Now, okay, so any other question about pronouns? Pronouns. And we're going to do the exercises today, but just like quick review here, just so that it's kind of somewhat fresh in our mind. Any other question about pronouns? Okay, let's look here then at this word, and this is not the first thing that came, but this is the simpler one of the other of the two. So we look at this first, the word ayu. What does ayu mean? Ayu, which? Naam, which? This is not ayu, that means, it's not which, the word which, like you say, al-bayt al-ladhi ala hadha al-shari. The house which is on this street. We don't mean that which. This which here is a question word. It's a word that's used for asking a question. Don't say, the house which is on my street. Or the car which is in front of my house. Not that which. That's a relative pronoun. Here, this is a word that's used to ask a question, istifham. This is different, okay? In English, you say which, but in Arabic, depends on what you mean by it, which word you're going to use. That word, which is in front of my house, is allati or alladhi. This is different. This is ayu. This is for asking a question, okay? So this one, when you're asking a question, you're saying which house, which month, which student, which language? Okay, this for asking a question is ayu or ayi or ayya. Okay, here normally we say it takes dhamma. Nouns normally take dhamma unless there's some reason to change it from dhamma to otherwise. Okay, so here it's marfu'un. Okay, it's marfu'un. There's nothing changing it. So we say ayu baytin hadha, meaning which house is this? Which house is this? Okay. Now, this ayu, the word that comes after it, the noun that comes after it, is always connected to it in idhafa. That means, the noun that is in idhafa, the mudhafan ilay, is always majroor. That means it takes kasra. Either single vowel or double kasra. Depending on whether or not it has alif lam. We said that the first part of the idhafa construction never takes alif lam or tanween. The second part, it can take alif lam or tanween. So if this word has alif lam, it's going to take a single kasra. As long as it doesn't have alif lam, it's going to take a double kasra. But the point, it should be majroor and it should take kasra. Why? Because the noun after ayu is an idhafa, therefore it's majroor. The second part of idhafa always is majroor, has to take kasra. So you say ayu baytin hadha. Okay? If there was something changing this ayu, if it was the object of a verb or the object of a preposition, then the object of a verb is mansoob, takes fatha. Okay, that's what we had here. We said what? That nouns are either marfu'un, majroorun, or mansoobun. The object of a verb is mansoob, takes fatha. The object of a preposition is majroor, takes kasra. So if in case the word ayu here is the object of a preposition like min or fi or ila, if it's the object of a preposition, then it's not going to be marfu'un with dhamma, rather it's going to be what? Majroor with kasra. And remember, whenever the vowel is written above the shadda, it's fatha. If it's written below the shadda, it's kasra. Okay? So this is kasra. So we said min ayyi baladin anta. Min ayyi baladin anta. What does this mean? Min ayyi baladin anta. Min, from which? Balad. What's balad? Country. Or city. Or land. From which country? Anta. Are you? What country are you from? Min ayyi baladin anta. So here, since ayyi is the object of the preposition, so it's majroor, therefore it takes kasra. And likewise, if it was the object of a verb, Here's the verb here, tuhibbu. This is the question. Do you love which language? Yani, which language do you love? So here, which is the object of the verb. Even though the verb is not before it, but nonetheless, it's still the object of the verb. Okay? So the object of the verb is mansub. The object of the verb is mansub, and it takes fatha. So here we have ayya lugatin tuhibbu. Okay, what is the verb in this sentence? Tuhibbu, to love. And what is it? What is the object of the verb? Ayya. Ayya. Ayya lugatin tuhibbu. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ayya lugatin tuhibbu. Which means what? Which language do you love? Which language do you love? Ya Ibrahim, ayya lugatin tuhibbu? أحب لغة العربية اللغة العربية نعم أنا أحب اللغة العربية طيب if you really love اللغة العربية then you have to study hard إن شاء الله that goes for everybody أي لغة تحب أحب اللغة العربية Alright, so we can see here that this word ayyu, the noun that comes after is always majroor. And if a noun is majroor, it takes kasra. And if it is the object of a verb, then it's mansoob. And when a noun is mansoob, it takes fatha. Alright, so the word after ayyu is always majroor. And if it is, yani, if ayu itself is following a preposition, then it's majroor also. And if it is the object of a verb, then it's mansoob. Okay, so ayu can be with dhamma, marfoon, ayu. Or it can be with kasra, majroorun, ayyi. Or it can be with fatta, mansoob, ayya. But the word after it, logatin, baladin, baytin, the word that comes after ayu is in a state of idalfa, and therefore that word that comes after it is always majroor. The word ayu itself, it could be marfoon, could be majroorun, could be mansoob. Either one. Alright, so we can see that in some cases it would be taking dhamma, and in some cases it would be taking kasra, and in some cases it would be taking fatha, depending on its position in the sentence. Is it the object of a preposition? Is it the object of a verb, or there's nothing acting upon it, so it remains marfu'un with dhamma. So this is the word ayyu, which. It's a question word. You usually begin a sentence with a question word. The word that comes after it is always majroor, taking kasra. The last, any question about ayyu? Any question about ayyu? Which? Okay, inshallah, we'll see this in the exercises, and we'll do exercise specifically with this word. Now, the word that comes after ayu is always going to be majroor. That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's kasra indicates that it's majroor. Kasra, okay? Even if it's what? Yeah, this word that's coming after ayu, it has to take kasra. Now, it could take a double kasra, like here. But if it had alif lam, it would only take a single kasra, right? Because whenever a word has alif lam, it can't have tanween and alif lam on the same word. But there's no alif lam here, so it's taking tanween. The end of the word. Naam. Naam. The end of the word always takes kasra. Majroor. If a word is majroor, or marfoon, or mansoobun, that's indicated by the vowel on the end of the word. The vowel on the end of the word. The last vowel on the end of the word indicates if it's marfoon, or mansoobun, or majroor. Okay? So here, the last vowel on the end of this word, kasra. Kasratain, but I mean, of course, it doesn't matter if it's kasratain or kasra, it depends on if it has alif lam or not. Now, you have a question? Bilal? Alaykum salam.
You said you usually start a sentence with a question?
With a question word. With a question word. If there's a question word, if there's a question word, it takes precedence. We put it in the beginning of the sentence. If there's a word that's used to ask a question, like men, or mada, or ayu, yani like this, kaifa, then we usually put that word in the beginning of the sentence. Now, That's the general rule. Any other question about ayu? Could be ayu, ayi, or ayya. Okay, the last thing that we want to just quickly look at is the na'at. We said previously that there are a couple of rules for the na'at. The na'at and the man'ut. What is the na'at? A na'at is a sifa, an adjective. And the man'ut is the same thing as mausuf, meaning the word that's being described by the adjective. The rules of na'at and man'ut, we said, are four. Number one, the na'at, the adjective, the word that's describing something else, that descriptive word, it must agree with the word that is describing, the man'ut, in four things. The first of them is what? Okay, i'rab. I'rab. For example, if this has dhamma, and this word is describing it, it has to have dhamma. Okay? If this has kasra, and this word is describing it, it must also have kasra. Okay, so if this word is an adjective describing this word, it has to agree with it in i'rab. In the same way that this has to agree with this word in i'rab, if it's describing it. Okay, whichever word it's describing has to have the same case ending or i'rab. Dhamma, fatha, or kasra. Whether it's marfoon or mansubun or majhoor. Second thing, has to agree in gender. Gender meaning what? Mudhakkar or mu'annath? Is it masculine or is it feminine? So if this is masculine, and this word is describing, it also has to be masculine. If this is feminine, then the word describing has to be feminine. Okay? Mudhakkar or mu'annath. Now, third thing. Definite or indefinite? Naam. Is it ma'rifa or nakira? If it's definite, for example, this has alif lam. If this word is describing it, this also has to have alif lam, has to be definite with it. Okay? If it's indefinite, the word describing it also has to be indefinite. So if you want to say a new house, you say baytun jadidun. Baytun is indefinite. Jadidun has to be indefinite. Okay? And the last thing is number, but we didn't do that in the lesson. Okay? It has to agree with it. If it's singular, it's singular. Dual, dual. Plural, plural. Alright? Alright, so we said in that lesson that we had in na'at wal man'ut, we said that the na'at, the word, the adjective that is describing another word, it has to agree with the word that is describing in these four things. If it is marfoon, it has to be marfoon, dhamma, dhamma. If it's majrurun, it has to be majrurun, kasr, kasr. Also, it has to agree with indefinite. If it's definite, it has to be definite. If it's indefinite, it has to be indefinite. And it has to agree with in gender, mudhakkar and mu'annath. If it is masculine, it has to be masculine. If it is feminine, it has to be feminine. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, they have to agree in these three things as well as in number, which we didn't take in the lesson. Okay, so in this lesson, what is being presented here is the idea. It's a reminder to us that if a word is definite by position, definite by position meaning that it's definite because it's in idalfa, and the word that it's connected to is definite, then this word automatically is definite, right? If the word that it's connected to is indefinite, then this word is automatically indefinite. Okay, definite by position means that even though there's no alif lam, it's definite because it's connected to a word that's definite, in idalfa. Alright? So, we said that the mudalfa in the first part of an idalfa construction, baytul imami, for example, the house of the imam. This first part of this idalfa construction, bayt, the mudalfa, it never takes alif lam, and it never takes tanween. So how do we know it's definite? It's definite if the word that it's connected to, the mudhafun ilayhi, if it's definite. So this word here, because it's connected to a definite word, so it also becomes definite. And if this word is describing it, it's an adjective describing it, if this word, al-jadid, is an adjective describing bayt, And they have to agree. They have to be masculine, masculine. Marfoon with Dhamma, marfoon with Dhamma. Definite with definite. This doesn't have Alif Lam. So why do we have to put Alif Lam here? Because it's definite. But how do we know it's definite? Definite by position. By position. Because it's connected to a definite word. So even though it doesn't have Alif Lam, but it's still definite. So whenever a noun is connected to a word that makes it definite, in this case, this word is definite, so it makes it definite, then the adjective describing it also has to be definite. Now. Alright? So the adjective describing also... Another example of this is, for example, if somebody said, use this crooked word. If somebody said, Baytuka al-Jadidu, Baytuka al-Jadidu. Here, al-Jadid is an adjective describing Bayt. Okay? Bayt doesn't have Alif Lam. But Bayt is definite. Why is it definite? Because it's definite by position. It's connected to a pronoun. Ka. And pronouns are all definite. All pronouns are definite. Ka, hu, ha, kum. They're all definite. So whenever a noun is connected to a pronoun, the pronouns are all definite. So that makes this also definite in the same way that this Alif Lam on this word makes this definite, pronouns are also definite. So if a word is connected to a word that's definite, then it automatically becomes definite. So baytu here is definite because it's connected to a pronoun. Baytu here is definite because it's connected to a noun with Alif Lam. But this is definite and this is definite. So in both cases it makes bayt definite. Therefore the adjective that's describing it also has to be definite. So you say baytuka al-jadid. It means, this Baytuka means what? Your house. Al-Jadid is describing house. So how would you translate it as? Your new house. Your new house. Your house. But what kind of house? New house. Because this is an adjective describing house. Your new house. Alright? So these are two things that we want to look at. We want to remember that the not adjective always has to agree with the man'ut, the word that it's describing. If it's definite, it has to be definite. And the second thing we will remember is that when a noun is in idhafa to a word that's definite, whether it's a clear noun, ism zahir, or whether it's a pronoun, a dhamir, in any case, if it's connected to a noun that's definite, then the mudhaf automatically becomes definite, and therefore the adjective describing it also has to be definite. Those are two things that we want to pay attention to. Number one, the not has to agree with the man'ut that it's describing. If it's definite, it has to be definite. Number two, that the mudhaf, if it's connected to a word that's definite, whether it's a clear noun or a pronoun, when it's connected to a word that's definite, this word automatically becomes definite, and therefore the adjective describing it also has to be definite. That's it, basically. Those are the main things that we had in this lesson. I don't know if there's something else that we looked at last week in the key. But I think that's basically... Oh yeah, there's one other thing. Now, the other thing is the... Huh? Masculine, proper nouns. Proper nouns. Proper nouns. Okay, names of people, for example, that are foreign names, not originally from Arabic. Foreign names. Masculine, proper nouns that are foreign names. Okay, we're talking about masculine names. They are proper names of people. But they are foreign names, not from Arabic. Even though masculine proper nouns normally take tanween. Masculine proper nouns normally take tanween. Feminine proper nouns, names of women, do not take tanween. Okay? So we're saying that feminine proper nouns, you don't put tanween on it. But masculine proper nouns, you put tanween. Unless they are foreign names. Unless they are masculine proper nouns, they are from other languages. They are not originally from Arabic. In that case, they take the same rule as feminine proper nouns. They don't take tanween. They are mamnu' min as-sarf. Mamnu' min as-sarf. That means they don't take tanween. And if they are majroor, by a preposition or by idafa or whatever, any other way, if they are majroor, they don't take kasra either. Where is it mamnu' min as-sarf? They don't take kasra. Okay, so we'll be looking at the point about the kasra later on, but in this lesson, the point is that they don't take tanween. Foreign, masculine, proper nouns do not take tanween. That's the way the Arabs made it. So why is that? That's the way they made it. They said foreign names, they're not going to take tanween. We want to distinguish foreign names from Arabic names. We don't want there to be any confusion about it. So foreign proper nouns, we're not going to put tanween on them. Okay, is that the reasoning why they did it? I don't know, but that could be it. That's a good guess, right? As good a guess as any. Huh? There's an exception now. Well, first we want to get the rule down. Just try to take it a little bit slow now. Now, non-Arabic names. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I mean, we know that the standard for Arabic language is the Quran. That's a fact. But most of the rules of Arabic language were already established before the Quran was revealed. The Arabic language was already in existence. But if somebody is unsure about something and they want to know what's the standard, they go back to the Quran. The Quran is the standard. Otherwise, these rules are in the Arabic language. They're in the Arabic language. Some of them may be clearly understandable. I mean, the reasoning behind them might be easy to identify, and sometimes it's not clear. But in any case, whenever we don't know why it is a certain way, if we don't know why, we just say that's the way the Arabs made it. It's their language, and if that's the way they made it, that's the way it is. We are not here to change it. Alright? Alright, so the last thing that we wanted to talk about is what the brother mentioned. Foreign, masculine, proper nouns do not take tanween. But he said there's an exception. Okay, what's the exception? When it's only three letters, triliteral, and the middle one has sukoon. Then it goes back to the original rule of masculine proper nouns takes tanween. Okay? So otherwise, foreign proper nouns, they don't take tanween unless they only have three letters, and the middle letter has sukoon. In that case, it goes back to the original rule. That's it. That's what we talked about last week, and inshallah, we can do the exercises now. Unless there's a question about those. Anyway, look, mamnu' min as-sarf, right? This is something, this is an expression that you'll be hearing a lot. Mamnu' min as-sarf. Mamnu' min as-sarf, it means that it is prohibited from making changes. That's the literal meaning of it. Prohibited from making changes. But what changes are we talking about? Two things. Number one, mamnu' min as-sarf means a word doesn't take tanween, two dhammas, two kasras, or two fathas. And number two, we are saying that those words which are mamnu' min as-sarf, when they are following a preposition, they don't take kasra. Words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, if they are following a preposition, they do not take kasra. Rather, they take fatha. Those are the two things that we are saying about words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright? So, we're going to come back to it and discuss it in more detail later. But for now, the main thing you want to know is in reference to foreign, masculine, proper nouns, they don't take tanween. And the reason why they don't take tanween is because they're mamnu' min as-sarf. But words that are mamnu' min as-sarf have two rules. They don't take tanween, and they also don't take kasra. If they are majroor, instead of kasra, they take fatha. But as far as the point of them not taking kasra, we'll come back to that. In another lesson. In this lesson, we only be concerned about what? Doesn't take tanween. Now. I was going to ask about the name. Yeah. They don't take kesra, no. They are mamnu' min as-sarf. This is the rule in Arabic language. Where is it mamnu' min as-sarf? They don't take kesra. Those names, and other words, and everything else, all of them are included. Okay? As far as exceptions, we'll talk about that in the book 2 or 3 maybe. But that's the general rule for those names and others. Alright? Okay, so this, all of this is what we talked about last week. And now we want to do the exercises. Alright, so let's open up the book to the Arabic section of lesson 14. It's on page 82. We read the dialogue?
I don't think
we had time. You didn't read the dialogue even? Okay, no problem. Does anybody here remember?
I
didn't make a note here, so maybe we didn't read it, because I don't see I haven't written anything here. Okay. All right, inshallah, if we read it, then we'll just read it again. But anyway, you should have read it for homework. And again, like, it's important that we do a little bit more reading so that we can improve our reading recognition and our reading comprehension. All right, everybody has page 82. Page 82, lesson 14. Ad-darsu ar-rabi'a ashara. Ad-darsu ar-rabi'a ashara. Ar-rabi'a is the fourth. The fourth. Ashara, tenth. The 14th lesson. Ar-rabi'a is from arba'a, from the numbers. Wahid, ithnan, thalatha, arba'a. Arba'a means four. Rabi'a means fourth, like in order, the ordinal numbers. Okay, so this is the 14th lesson. We should read the lesson. With 2 or 3 objectives in mind. Number 1, being able to read it properly. Pronounce each of the words to recognize the letters and sounds, vowels, short vowels, long vowels. Number 2, to comprehend what we are reading. And number 3, to recognize the grammatical rules that are in the lesson, whether they are new rules or old rules. Did we go over the vocabulary for this lesson?
No.
All right, then pardon me, okay? Before we read the dialogue, we should look at the vocabulary, at least so we have some familiarity. So let's go back to the English key. Pardon me, let's go back to the English key. In the back of the book, page 43, the end of the English key. Page 43. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Page 43. Hopefully some of these words you might be a little familiar with, and some of them you may not be, but try to focus a little so at least when you see this word again, you have some idea about it. Some of the words we already know. Okay, let's look at page 43, English key, the right-hand column. We're going to go down from the right side straight down. The first word, ad-dusturu, that means constitution or law. Ad-dustur, okay? Ad-dustur. The second word, al-qiblatu. We all know what's the Qibla, right? Qibla means direction of prayer. We already know this word in English. I mean, we know it from English, even without Arabic. We know the Qibla. We pray towards the Qibla. What is the Qibla in Islam? The Kaaba. Mecca. Kaaba. Tayyib. The third word, Al-Mahkamatu. Al-Mahkama. Okay? Al-Mahkama is from Hakama. Hakama. Wa alaykum salam. To rule or to judge. Al-Mahkama is the place where judgments are made. What is it? Law court. The court of law. The Mahkama. Al-Mahkama al-Shar'iyya. The Sharia court. Okay? The next word, Hafidun. Hafidun. Hafid means a grandson. And the plural is Hafadatun. With Tarmabuta and then. Hafadatun. Hafada. Hafadatun. Hafid. Hafadatun. The next word, Al-Hadiqatu. Al-Hadiqa means what? A garden, or it also means a park. Hadika. Hadika, garden or park. Naam. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Somebody says, let's go to the park. Say, لنذهب إلى الحديقة. Okay, if it is the hadika, hadika al hayawanat, that's the park where they have animals. What's that? The zoo. حديقة الحيوانات is the zoo. نعم, حيوانات. That's the plural of حيوان. Okay, الحديقة means garden, the garden. الرب, this is the word that we all know, right? رب العالمين. الله رب العالمين. الرب. الرب. He's the one who, he is the خالق, the creator. He's the مالك, the owner or possessor. The sustainer, the one who gives life and death. المتصرف, the one who has control over everything. Naam. He's the Rabb. Five, the next word, يوم السبت. These are two words. يوم, which means day, and السبت, يعني, represents Saturday. يوم السبت, Saturday. يوم السبت, سبتي. يوم السبت, Saturday. Naam. The next word, الشهر. الشهر. الشهر means what? The month. الشهر. We say شهر رمضان, right? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. شهر رمضان. الشهر. The next word, رجب. رجب. The month of رجب. رجب is the name of one of the months of the Muslim calendar. رجب. It's which month? Rajab. Muharram. Seventh. Rajab. Sha'ban, 8th. Ramadan, the 9th. Naam. Rajab, the month of Rajab. Five. Al-Yunanu. Al-Yunan is the name of a country, right? Yunan. Greece. The next word. Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun is the plural of what? Akhun. Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun, brothers. Plural of akh. Okay, the next column. The next column on the left side. Alaykum salam. Left side. Column, second column on the left side. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. These are three words that they say mean welcome. It means more than welcome. Naam, naam.
Do you know the exact translation of that?
The exact translation is, I don't say exact, but I mean more detailed explanation. Ahlan means family. Ahl. Ahl means family. Sahlan is from sahl. Sahl means easy. And marhaban, yani from rahaba, yurahibu, means to welcome somebody, to accept them. To accept them hospitably. So it is as though you're saying, if you say to somebody, marhaban, that means welcome. But if you say ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban, it means you are like ahl, you are like family to me. And you're staying with me is sahl, it's easy, it's no hardship on me. And you're welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Tayyib, welcome. But don't say that unless you mean it. Next word, tiflatun. Tiflatun. Tiflun is the masculine. The feminine is tiflatun. A feminine, this is the feminine word for child or an infant. Tifl. Tiflatun. Next word, al-mataru. Al-matar. Al-matar means what? The airport. The next word, al-kulliyatu. Al-kulliyatu. Al-kulliya means what? College or faculty. Means a college. Al-kulliya. Okay? Well, it means the faculty, meaning the specific college in a university. Maybe there are different faculties, right? There's the faculty of Arabic language, faculty of Quran, faculty of Hadith, faculty of Sharia, right? So each one of these colleges is called a faculty or college, part of the university. So al-kulliyah means the college or the faculty. And there are different faculties, as we will see now. We have kulliyatu tibb. A tibb, right? It means what? What's tibb?
Medicine.
So kulliyatu tibb means the faculty of medicine. The one who practices medicine is called what? Tabib. Tabib. And medicine is tibb. Like at-tibb an-nabawi means what?
Medicine
of the Prophet. Prophetic medicine that the Prophet ﷺ has given to us in the hadith. Kulliyatul handasa. Handasa. Handasa means engineering. And the one who practices engineering is called what? Muhandis. Muhandis. Kulliyatul handasati. Faculty of engineering. Kulliyatul tijarati. At-tijara means what? Commerce or trade. Commerce or trade. The one who practices that is called the what? At-tajir. And the plural of tajir is what? Tujjar. Ala wazn? Fu'al. Naam. Tajir. Tajir, the merchant. Naam. Kulliyat at-tijara, faculty of commerce or trade. Kulliyat al-shari'ati. Kulliyat al-shari'ati. Okay, Sharia means what? Islamic law, the divine law. So the kulliyat al-sharia means the faculty of Islamic law. Last few words, Nasraniyun. Nasraniyun. What is a Nasrani? A Christian. And the plural of it is what? Nasara. Nasara. And it is more proper to refer to them as Nasara and not Masihi, because Masihi means the one who is connected to or ascribed to or related to Al-Masih, and they have nothing to do with Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, right? So when you call them Masih, it is as though you are giving them some credit, you are praising them, they are connected to Isa ibn Maryam, and they have nothing to do with him at all. So we should call them what Allah called them in the Quran, Nasrani or Nasara. Don't let them trick you with this word Masihi. They like you to call them that, because that's like praising them. MashaAllah, they're connected to Al-Masih, alayhi salam? No way. They have nothing to do with him. And when he will come, he will have nothing to do with them. When he returns, he will have nothing to do with them. Naam. طيب نصراني. Okay, the next word, النبي. This is also a word that we already know, right? The Prophet, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The next word, الدين. الدين, this is another word that we already know, right? الدين. إن الدين عند الله إسلام. نعم, the deen with Allah is Islam. الدين. Shafahu Allah. This is a dua, supplication. Shafahu Allah. Shafa means to heal. And who is the pronoun, right? Heal him. Who are we asking to heal him? Allah. The only one who can heal is Allah. The only one who can heal is Allah. Don't imagine these doctors have some power to heal. The healing is with Allah. The healing is with Allah. Naam. Shafahu Allah. If somebody is ill, you should say Shafahu Allah. May Allah grant him health. May Allah heal him. May Allah cure him. Naam. Allah is Ash-Shafi. Ash-Shafi, the one who heals. Naam. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك ولا شافية إلا أنت. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in the dua like that, لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. شفاء لا يغادر السقما. The healing that doesn't leave behind any sickness. طيب, inshallah, we're going to take a few minutes to try to read the dialogue before the salah. And this last word that we had in the vocabulary, Shafahullah, this is from the names of Allah. From one of the names of Allah is Ash-Shafi, Ash-Shafi, that He is the one who heals. So this is from the names of Allah. If we are memorizing the names of Allah, include this in your list. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Allahumma Rabb al-Nas, adhib al-Ba's, Anta al-Shafi." You are the healer. Anta al-Shafi. La Shafiya illa Anta. And there is no one who heals except you. Not the doctor or the physician or anybody else. Anta al-Shafi. La Shafiya illa Anta. وَلَا شِفَاعَ إِلَّا شِفَاعُكَ. And there's no healing except your healing. So this is from the names of Allah, inshallah. Those who are memorizing names of Allah, Ash-Shafi is one of the names of Allah. Hadith reported in Bukhari from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Allah, you are the Shafi. There's no Shafi, no one who heals except you. Okay, let's go back again now to the English dialogue, English section of the book, page 82. And see if we can read some of this before the Salat. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Arabic, I'm sorry. Arabic. Arabic section of the book. Page 82, Arabic section of the book. Okay, at the top of the page we have Darsu al-Rabi'a Ashara, the 14th lesson. In this dialogue we have Al-Fityatu, we have Hamid, and then we have some others. But mostly it is Hamid and one of the young people. We also have Mahmoud, and we're not worried about the speakers so much, but let's get to the dialogue. Al-Fityatu. Al-Fityatu, what does Al-Fityatu mean? Young lady? Al-Fitya is the plural of? A young man. Naam. Al-Fata. Fatayat is the plural, is for young ladies. Fatayat. Al-Fitya is young men. The young man said, Assalamu alaikum. Hamid said, Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Notice the connection between wa alaikum assalamu with dhamma on the mean. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we know what that means, right? Peace be upon you, mercy of Allah and His blessings. One of Ahadu al-Fityati, one of the young men said, Kayfa haluka ya ammi, with shadda on the mean. If you are speaking to your mother, na'am, or your sister, you can say, na'am, instead of assalamu alaykum, you can say, assalamu alayki. Naam, to an individual, female, to your mother, your sister, your wife. Naam. Naam.
Is it improper to respond to women by saying, wa alaykum as-salam?
No, it's not improper. No, it's not improper. It's not improper. But I mean, if you want to be specific, you can use this, the pronoun that indicates femininity or singularity. You can use it. There's no harm in it, inshallah. In this case, though, we are free to use this greeting in this manner. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. طيب, one of the young men said, كيف حالك يا عمي? How are you, my uncle? Which kind of uncle? Paternal, father's brother. Hamid says, the uncle says, أنا بخير والحمد لله. What does it mean? أنا بخير. I'm fine, I'm well. والحمد لله. And the praise belongs to Allah. Why is he saying Alhamdulillah? Why? Well, he's praising Allah for being, mashallah, he's fine, Alhamdulillah. Naam, he's thanking Allah, praising Allah, acknowledging that the praise belongs to Allah. Kayfa halukum? Kayfa halukum? He says to them in plural. Kayfa halukum? And then he says, Man antum? Kayfa halukum means what? How are you all? Men antum? Who are you all? Okay, so kum here is the plural, the possessive pronoun, kayfa halukum, second person, masculine plural. And men antum is also the second person, masculine plural, personal pronoun, when it's not connected, yani from al-dhamair al-munfasila, when it's not connected, separate pronouns. So we have both pronouns here, kum and we have antum. That's connected and disconnected pronouns, both of them, for the second person, the person you're speaking to directly, if it is masculine, plural. One of them responds to him saying, on behalf of the rest of them, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ الدُّكْتُورِ مُوسَى. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ الدُّكْتُورِ مُوسَى. What does it mean? We are the sons of Dr. Musa. Hamid says, أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا وَمَرْحَبًا. Meaning what? Welcome, in a big way. Naam. You are like family. You are easy for me. It is good. No problem. You are welcome. أَبُوكُمْ صَدِيقِي. Yani, your father is what? My friend. أَيْنَ أَمُّكُمْ الشَّيْخُ عِيسَى. أَيْنَ أَمُّكُمْ الشَّيْخُ عِيسَى. Where is your uncle? أَمُّكُمْ. That's the second person, masculine plural again. كُمْ. Where is your uncle? Sheikh, Sheikh Isa. Where's your uncle? Sheikh Isa. Alright? Ahaduhum, one of them says, Huwa maridun. Huwa al-ana fil mustashfa. Huwa al-ana fil mustashfa. What does this mean? He's sick. He's in the hospital right now. Huwa al-ana. Huwa al-ana fil mustashfa. He's right now in the hospital. Hamid says, Shafahullah, meaning what? May Allah heal him. May Allah grant him good health. May Allah cure him. Man hadihi at-tiflatu allati ma'akum. Man hadihi at-tiflatu allati ma'akum. What does this mean? Yeah, who is this female child or infant? Allati, who is ma'akum. Here's the second person masculine plural pronoun again. Kum, ma'akum, ma'akum. Who is this female child or infant that is with you? One of them said, Hiya ukhtuna, ukhtuna. What does it mean? She is our sister. Na here, this is the pronoun, connected pronoun, possessive pronoun, right? For what? First person, for nahnu, first person, plural. Plural. And the first person plural pronoun, nahnu, or na here, like in ukhtuna, is used for both masculine and feminine. Hamid says, masmuha. Masmuha. What does that mean? What is her name? Ismuha Layla. Her name is Layla. Aina baytukum al-jadidu. Aina baytukum al-jadidu. What does it mean? Where's your new house? Okay, baytukum, here's the second person, masculine, plural pronoun again, kum, right? Baytukum al-jadidu. You said this means what? Where's your new house? New here is describing bait. How do we know that? Because dhamma, because it is marfu'an, like bait, it is marfu'an. And also it is masculine, like it, and also it is definite. Okay, we said that the na'at has to agree with the man'ut, right? In these four ways. Bait is definite, so al-jadid has to be definite. How is bait definite? Huh? Kum, na'am, but what about it specifically? All pronouns are ma'rifa. All pronouns are definite. So whenever a noun is in idafa with something definite, it becomes definite also. So kum is definite. So it makes bait definite, therefore al-jadid, the na'at describing bait has to be definite. One of them said, baytuna al-jadidu qareebun min al-matari. Baytuna al-jadidu qareebun min al-matari. Baytuna al-jadidu, what does it mean? Our new house. Baytuna means our house. Al-jadid is describing house, right? Baytu. Al-jadidu, baytun al-jadidu, qareebun min al-matari. Is near to the airport. Near to the airport. Remember in Arabic, when you say near to, you don't say ila, right? You say qareebun min. Na qareebun ila, qareebun min al-matari. Hamid says, a-antum. Here's antum, right? Second person,
masculine plural pronoun. أأنتم في المدرسة الثانوية؟ أأنتم في المدرسة الثانوية؟ What does it mean? Are you all plural, right? In secondary school or high school? Are you all in high school? لا نحن بالجامعة. No, we are in the university. أنا في كلية الهندسة. Meaning? I'm in the faculty of engineering. الهندسة. ومحمود في كلية الطب. Mahmoud is in the faculty of medicine, or the college of medicine. وإبراهيم في كلية الشريعة. Ibrahim is in the College of Islamic Law, the Faculty of Islamic Law. ويوسف في كلية التجارة. Of Commerce, the Faculty of Commerce. نعم. ويوسف في كلية التجارة. التجارة means what? Trade or commerce. The one who engages in commerce is called the what? تاجر. تاجر. نعم. التجارة. نعم. And also notice that in this answer, one of them said, لا نحن بالجامعة. أنا في كلية الهندسة. ومحمود في كلية الطب. محمود is Arabic or non-Arabic name? How do we know it's Arabic? Because it has tanween. Masculine proper nouns take tanween, right? Unless they are foreign. Unless they are foreign proper names. Ibrahimu fi kulliyat al-shariyati. Is Ibrahim originally from Arabic?
No.
Wa Yusufu fi kulliyat al-tijara. Likewise, Yusuf, not taking tanween. Foreign proper now names. Foreign proper names, masculine proper names, do not take tanween. Okay, Hamid says, من ذلك الفتى, من ذلك الفتى الذي في سيارتكم, سيارتكم. What is the meaning of من ذلك الفتى الذي في سيارتكم? Who is that young person? نعم, فتى, man, you could say young man or young boy, فتى. Who is in your car? سيارتكم. نعم. كم here again is the masculine. Second person masculine plural pronoun. سيارتكم. طيب, محمود says, هو زميلي. He is what? Colleague, associate, classmate. نعم. حامد says, من أين هو? What does it mean? Where is he from? هو من إنكلترا. He is from where? England. ما اسمه? What is his name? اسمه William. William. His name is William. Foreign, masculine, proper noun. طيب, Hamid says, أمسلم هو? Is he a Muslim? لا. هو نصراني. نصراني. He is what?
Christian.
A Christian. أبوه أستاذي. What does that mean? أبوه أستاذي. His father is
my
professor. اسمه الدكتور إدوارد. His name is Dr. Edward. He says, يهديهم الله إلى الإسلام. May Allah guide them both to Islam. Hamid says, أذهبتم إلى المستشفى لزيارة عمكم اليوم. أذهبتم إلى المستشفى لزيارة عمكم اليوم. What does it mean? Did you all go to the hospital? Li ziyarati. To visit, for the purpose of visiting, ammikum. Your uncle. Which kind of uncle? Paternal. The brother of your father. Am. What is the maternal uncle called?
خال نعم عمكم خالكم اليوم طيب. Did you all go to the hospital to visit your uncle today? Yusuf says نعم ذهبنا. ذهبنا is the pronoun. نا is the pronoun for what? First person plural. نحن ذهبنا. We نعم. What time is it on that clock? 120. Okay, let's just answer the questions quickly. The questions that are for comprehension, I guess. whatever we can answer. Naam. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. What does that mean? Answer the following questions. Man antum? Man antum? Taib, you can say, Nahnu abna'u man? الدكتور موسى. Or you can give any other answer. أين بيتكم؟ أين بيتكم؟ Where is your house? Wait a minute. بيت what? بيتنا. أين بيتكم؟ Where is your house? بيتنا. Our house. بيتنا what? أمام المسجد. Where was their house at? قريب من المطار. طيب من ربكم؟ الله ربنا وربنا الله. نعم. Number four. ما لغتكم؟ لغتنا اللغة العربية واللغة الإنجليزية واللغة I don't know, other languages. We have many languages. Naam. The best one of them is Al-Lughat Al-Arabiyyah. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, question number five. Aina madrasatukum? Aina madrasatukum? Somebody pick that chair up for the brother, please. Aina madrasatukum? Madrasatuna? Madrasatuna, he said. Okay, madrasa is masculine or feminine? It's feminine, right? So can you say qareebun or you say qareebatun? Qareebatun min al-masjid. Or as he said, madrasatuna fil masjid. Dakhil al-masjid. Fil musalla. Tayyib. Number six. A'antum muslimun? Na'am. Taba'an. Nahnu? مسلمون الحمد لله والحمد لله. Number seven. أفي بيتكم حديقة؟ أفي بيتكم حديقة؟ What does it mean?
In your house, do you have a garden?
Do you have a garden in your house? نعم نعم في بيتنا حديقة. Why not? The little one, small one, a couple of flower pots, huh? نعم في بيتنا حديقة. Number eight. عندكم سيارة؟ عندكم سيارة؟ نعم عندنا سيارة. يعني عندكم, do you all have a car, at least one car؟ نعم عندنا سيارة. بل عندنا سيارات. Naam, we have cars, not one car. How many cars do we have? One, two, three, four. We have about six or seven of them, mashallah. طيب, number nine. Aina mudarrisukum? Aina mudarrisukum? Mudarrisuna fil masjidi, aw fil madrasati, aw fi baytihi, aw fil suqi. Yani, naam. Number 10. أأنتم مدرسون؟ أأنتم مدرسون؟ نعم. We teach our children, we teach our spouse, we teach our friends, we teach the Muslims, we call the Kafirs to Islam. We do some teaching, right? Everybody is doing some teaching. أأنتم مدرسون؟ نعم. نحن مدرسون. نحن مدرسون. نعم. Okay, نحن طلاب. نعم. أأنتم مدرسون؟ لا. نحن طلاب. جيد. Okay, we're going to stop here, inshallah. We're going to stop here. After the salat, inshallah, we'll come back and do exercise number two. After the salat, we'll do exercise number two. We have 5 minutes before the iqamah. We're going to stop here.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. Let's try to get back a few minutes that we have remaining, about a half an hour. And look at lesson number 14, the dialogue. The exercises. Before the salat, we had a review of what this lesson contains, number of different points, and we also read the dialogue. We did exercise number one, and now we'd like to go to exercise number two on page 84 of the Arabic text, book one, lesson 14. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. Exercise number two, التمرين الثاني. اقرأ واكتب. This is a reading lesson. We have to read and we also have to write. Page 84. Arabic text. Lesson 14. Exercise number two. Oh, I can't see behind me. I might want to call on you. I don't know you back there. I might need your help. I need your help, inshallah. Type exercise number two, Iqra waktub. Okay, so this is a reading exercise and it's also a writing exercise. And if you do not practice writing, you will not be able to write. Writing out the exercises takes time. You have to sacrifice some time. Otherwise, if you don't do it, you will not be able to write. All right. First one, number one, Najmuddin. Okay, stop there. نحن مسلمون. What does it mean? We are Muslims. نحن is the plural. First person, plural. Pronoun. Personal pronoun. نحن مسلمون. مسلمون is the sound plural for what? Muslim. نحن مسلمون. الله ربنا. What is the meaning? Allah is our Lord. Allah is our Rabb. Rabbuna. This na, this is the first person, plural, connected pronoun. Muttasil, connected pronoun. Possessive pronoun. Our Lord. Allahu Rabbuna. Wal Islamu Deenuna. Deenuna with Dhamma. Rabb. Allahu Rabbuna with Dhamma. Al Islamu Deenuna with Dhamma. What does it mean? Wal Islamu Deenuna. Islam is our deen, our religion, our way of life. Wal Nabiyyu with Dhamma. With Dhamma. Wal Nabiyyu Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rasuluna with Dhamma. Rasuluna. What is the meaning of Wal Nabiyyu Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rasuluna? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our messenger. Our messenger. Naam. Okay, so one thing you have to pay attention to is the voweling on the words. So far, all of these nouns have dhamma, and the reason why they have dhamma is because nouns originally should take dhamma. Nouns originally are marfu'an unless there's something changing it, unless there's a preposition or verb or idhafa or something that makes it changes it to majrurun wa mansubun. Alright? So nahnu muslimun, Allahu rabbuna, wal islamu deenuna, wal nabiyyu Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasuluna. Okay, keep reading. Najmuddin. نعم والقرآن الكريم كتابنا والقرآن الكريم. طيب, what is the explanation of this word الكريم? What do we say in this sentence? It is a what? It's a not. It's a not. What is it describing? القرآن. نعم القرآن الكريم. The noble Quran is kitabuna. What is the meaning? Is our book. Wal Quran al Kareem, the noble Quran is our book. Naam, read. Keep reading. نعم والكعبة قبلتنا والعربية لغتنا. What does it mean? والكعبة قبلتنا. نعم.
The Kaaba is our direction of prayer.
The Kaaba is our قبلة, our direction that we face in prayer. نعم. والعربية لغتنا.
And Arabic is our language.
And Arabic is our language. Okay, number two, who wants to read? Number two. Naam, Ibrahim.
Aina mudarrisukum ya ikhwan.
Naam, aina mudarrisukum ya ikhwan. What does it mean?
Where is your teacher?
Where is your teacher? You, meaning you, plural, masculine. Mudarrisukum, kum. Second person, masculine, plural. Antum, mudarrisukum. أين مدرسكم يا إخوان؟ Where is your teacher, oh brothers? نعم, read.
خرج الآن الفصل وذهب إلى المدير.
Read it again.
خرج الآن من الفصل وذهب إلى المدير.
جيد. خرج الآن من الفصل وذهب إلى المدير. What does it mean? خرج الآن من الفصل.
He left out from the classroom.
He left out from the classroom. الآن. Just now he went out of the classroom. وذهب إلى المدير. And he went to the principal. Is everybody with us? Everybody with us? خرج الآن من الفصل. خرج means he went out. ذهب إلى المدير. ذهب means he went إلى to المدير. نعم. Question. Yeah, you can say he just went out. يعني you can say he just went out or just now he went out just now. الآن means now. So in English you would say he just went out or he went out just now. Like that. Naam. Number three. Naam. Number three. Who wants to read? Okay, Abdul Haq. See, I knew I would need you. Naam. Fi ayyi. Notice the ayyu here doesn't have dhamma, right? It has kasra. Why does it have kasra? Because harf jar. Because of the preposition fi. Fi ayyi shari'in. Why is shari'in majroor with kasra? Because mudhaf ilay. The noun after ayyu or ayyi or ayya is always majroor because of idhafa, mudhafan ilay. Takes kasra. Fi ayyi shari'in baytukum. Baytukum antum. What does it mean? And what street is your house, you all? Plural, masculine, second person, plural. And what street is your house, you all's house? Plural. Which street is your house? Naam, read. Naam, baytuna fi shari'i alladhi amam al-mahkamati. Amama al-mahkamati. What's the meaning of mahkama? The court, the courthouse, the court of law. Naam. So what is the meaning? Baytuna fi shari' alladhi amam al-mahkamati. What does it mean? Our house is on the street. The street alladhi, which amam al-mahkama, is in front of the courthouse. Naam. Number four, arba, naam. Abuna. Ammikum. Jayid. Abuna sadiqu ammikum. I see you've been studying. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Abuna sadiqu ammikum. What does it mean? Our father? Is your uncle's friend or the friend of your uncle? Ammikum. Why is ammikum majrur with kasra? Ammi. Why is it majrur with kasra? Is it mudaf or mudafan ilay? Mudafan ilay. It's in idafa. It's mudafan ilay. Mudaf ila sadiqu. Sadiqu ammikum. The friend of your uncle. Number five. Naam sadiq. Atib. Naam. Atibba'u. Atibba'u. What is the meaning of atibba'u? The plural of tabib. Doctors. Antum mudarrisuna. What does it mean? Are you all teachers? La. Nahnu atibba'u. No, we are not teachers. We are doctors. Atibba'u. Atibba'u, it doesn't have tanween. Why? Mamnu' min as-sarf. Naam. Number six. Number six. Naam, Bilal. Al-Mudiri. Answer. Hafadatuhu, naam. Hafadatuhu. What's the meaning of hafada? What does that mean? Grand, It's plural. Hafid, hafid is grand, is grandson. Hafada is plural. Hafadatuhu. Naam, naam. That was a hint right there, right? That it has to be plural, right? Antum abna'ul mudiri. What does it mean? Are you, plural, masculine, second person, plural, are you all the sons of the mudir? What's the singular of abna? Ibnun, naam, ibnun. Abna is the plural of ibnun. Are you all the sons of the mudir? La, nahnu hafadatuhu. What does that mean? No, nahnu hafadatuhu. We are his grandsons. Naam, number seven, number seven. Somebody else who didn't read yet. Who didn't read yet? Volunteer. Somebody who did not read yet. Okay, I'll appoint you. Daoud. Somebody wake him up. You want to read number seven? No, not quite. Huh? Okay, yeah, what about you? What about on this side? Yeah, Abdul Karim, you with us?
Yes.
Number seven. Number seven.
Kabiratun wa tukun
جيد. مدرستنا, that's plural, نحن, right? مدرستنا كبيرة. ومدرستكم, كم, second person, masculine plural, كم, أنتم. ومدرستكم صغيرة. What does it mean? مدرستنا كبيرة. Our school is big. Why is كبيرة feminine? كبيرة. Because it is a not describing the man'ut, that's feminine. Madrasa is feminine. So the not has to agree with the man'ut. Feminine, feminine. طيب, مدرستنا كبيرة. Our school is big. ومدرستكم صغيرة. What does it mean? مدرستكم صغيرة. And your school is small. نعم. Your school is small. نعم. نعم. Number 8. Mm-hmm. Lana? Yep, Hadi. Okay, Hadikatun. Lana Hadikatun. Jamilatun. في تلك القرية, في تلك القرية, في تلك القرية. Why is القرية مجرورة وكسرة؟ Because, wait, slow down. في تلك القرية. I said, why is القرية مجرورة وكسرة؟ Huh? Because of fi. Okay, fi is a preposition. And what was you saying? It's badal of tilka. It's badal of tilka. Tilka is the object of the preposition. Fi mahalli jar. It's in the place where it should be majroor. But it's mabniyun. So the badal for it also has to be majroor. Fi tilka al-qaryati. Lana hadikatun jamilatun. What does that mean? لنا حديقة جميلة. We have a beautiful garden. الحديقة is a garden. الجميلة is a not describing it. What kind of garden? Beautiful garden. لنا حديقة جميلة في تلك القرية. What does that mean? في تلك القرية. In that village. القرية. Does anybody not know the word al-qarya? Al-qarya. That's a new word in the vocabulary for this lesson. Al-qarya. Al-qarya means a village, a town or a city. In the old days, it used to mean a big city, but now, I mean, it could mean a big city, but now it's just used for village, al-qarya. But it came in the Quran, right? In reference, al-qarya came in the Quran, but in the Quran, the meaning as it came in the Quran is, means a city. Qarya azima. A great city. But in any case, now it's used for village. Now? No, that's different. Al-Qariya, that's different. No, this Qariya. Not Qariya. No, Qariya. Al-Qariya. طيب, number 9. Anybody who wants to read? Now, Ibrahim. نعم, وكسر عن الآن. أخونا طالب مرفوع والضمة في كلية وكسرة. The object of the preposition. الطبي. Why is الطبي وكسرة? Because it's a knot of كلية. Is it really a knot of كلية? مضاف إليه. كليتي الطبي. كلية, the college of medicine. It's مضاف إليه, مجرور. Okay, في كليتي الطبي. مضاف إليه. We have to pay a lot of attention to this.
Because if you don't pay attention to this, you make a noun marfoon with dhamma when it should be majroor with kasra. The mudhafun ilayh is always majroor with kasra. Ya Daud. The mudhafun ilayh is always majroor with kasra, right? Huh? Yes? You sure about that? No, I didn't think so. No, but it doesn't help him. Huwa na'im. Sleepy, sleeping. The difference between sleepy and sleeping. Sleepy is na'asan, he's sleepy. But he's with us, but he's sleepy. But na'im, he's not with us at all. Labas, labas. Akhuna talibun fi kulliyat al-tib. What does it mean? Akhuna talibun fi kulliyat al-tibbi. Our brother is a student in what? College of Medicine. Akhuna. Our brother. Akhuna. What if you want to say, my brother is a student? What would you say? Akhi talibun. Akhuna. Our brother. Akhi, my brother. Type number 10. Read. Hanif. Dawood, you got the next one after this. Naam. الطباء
يأذون الطباء
وبعدنا
بعدنا
نعم number 10 أأنتم الطباء notice that the shed is on the ba الطباء not at الطب باء أأنتم أتباء أتباء is the plural of what? طبيب. Are you all أتباء? Are you all doctors? The answer بعدنا. What does بعد mean? Some بعدنا. Some of us أتباء are doctors. وبعدنا مهندسون. And some of us are engineers. Number 11. Dawood, this one is yours. Rabbuna. Anytime you see a noun, you don't know what it takes, put dhamma on it. Put dhamma automatically, unless you see a preposition. Anytime you see a noun, you don't know what vowel it takes, put dhamma on it. Dhamma, dhamma, dhamma. Allahu Rabbuna. Wa Rabbukum. Rabbuna. Wa Rabbukum. What does it mean? Ya Dawood. What does it mean, Ya Dawood? Allahu Rabbuna Ya Dawood. And I don't want to hear anybody giving him any answers. Allahu Rabbuna Ya Dawood. Ya Dawood. Don't look at the book, look at me. Allahu Rabbuna. What does it mean? What does Allah mean? Okay, Allah is what? Rabbuna. What's Rabb? You know Rabbul Alameen? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen? Huh? Rabbuna. That's plural. Our, Rabbuna. That's what we just had in the lesson today. Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. What's Rabbukum? That's plural also. Those are the two plurals that we had in the lesson today. Now, these are the two plurals you're supposed to learn in this lesson today. And we went over before the Salat. Allahu Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. Rabbi wa Rabbukum. Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. Naam. Wa Rabbul Alameen. رب السماوات السبع ورب الأرض ورب كل شيء ربنا وربكم نعم صح ولا لا صحيح صحيح يا داود نعم what does it mean of Allah رب السماوات السبع anybody Lord of the seven heavens. وَرَبُّ الْأَرْضِ Lord of the earth. وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ Of the great, mighty, magnificent throne. نعم. نعم. Seven heavens, one above another. نعم. Seven heavens, one above another. Yes, it says it in the Quran. نعم. No, it says it in the Quran. You are correct.
نعم. طيب. Number 12. Next page. Page 85. Number 12. نعم. Go ahead. تفضل. أين ذهبتم يا إخوانو؟ ذهبنا إلى السوق. What does it mean? أين ذهبتم أنتم يا إخوان؟
Where did you go, oh brothers?
Where did you go, oh brothers? You all, plural, right? ذهبنا إلى السوق. We went to the market. السوق, the market. Number three, exercise number three. Okay, exercise number three is dealing with these two pronouns. The second person, masculine plural, كم. Huh? Possessive pronoun. When it's connected, and the first person, plural, فَنَحْنُ بَيْتُنَا نَا. Okay, كُم and نَا. That's نَا is for the first person plural. كُم is for second person plural, masculine. Okay, I want you to put them on these following nouns. It says أضف الأسماء الآتية إلى الضمائر كما هو موضح في المثال. أضف, put in إضافة. الأسماء, the nouns. Asma is the plural of ism. It could mean name or noun. Here it means nouns. The nouns, al-atiya, the following nouns, ila al-dhamair. Connect them to what? The pronouns. Kama huwa muwaddahun, just as it is made clear fil mithal, in the example. Okay, what is the example? Baytun, that's the noun, right? They want you to connect it to these pronouns. Kum and na. So you say baytun, when you put it in the dhafu, you have to take off the tanween, right? Because the first part of the dhafa never takes alif, lam, or tanween. So you got to take off the tanween, you just leave a single dhamma. So baytun becomes baytu kum. First person plural, baytu na. Alright? Baytu kum, baytu na. Okay, the first one. Ammun. Somebody put it in the dhafa for me. Ammun. Naam. Ammukum. Wa ammuna. Next one. Madrasatun, madrasatun, madrasatun. Somebody put in the idafa. Naam, Bilal. Madrasatu, tarmabuta becomes an open ta, right? Madrasatu, madrasatu, kum, madrasatu na. Naam, madrasa. When you connect it in idafa, you have to remove the ta marbuta, and it has to be an open ta, so it becomes madrasatu. Two. Madrasa tu kum, madrasa tu na. Lugatun. Also is ta marbuta on the end. So you gotta do something with the ta marbuta. Naam? Naam. He knows it? Say it again. Lugatu kum, lugatu na. This one, be careful. Abun. This is from Asma al Kamsa, the five nouns that are special. When you put it in the dhafa, you have to do what to it? You have to elongate the vowel. Okay, so abun becomes what? Abu kum. Abu na, with a long vowel. Abu kum, abu na. Okay, next column, going left. Ummun, ummun. Somebody put it in the idafa. Ummukum. Ummu. Nah, you gotta be plurals, plurals. Ummukum, ummuna. Ummukum, ummuna. Naam, sadiqun. Sadiqu kum, sadiquna. Sadiqu kum, sadiquna. Ukhtun, sister. Ukhtukum, ukhtuna. Ukhtukum, ukhtuna. Deenun. Deen. Deenukum. Deenuna. Naam. Lakum. Deenukum. Waliya deen. Deeni. Naam. Akhun. Akhun is from Asma al-Khamsa, the five special nouns. So what do you got to do to Akhun? You got to take off the tanween, elongate the dhamma. So it becomes what? Akhukum. أخونا أخوكم وأخونا. Huh? You gotta add wow, yes. I mean, it's not always gonna be wow. You have to elongate the vowel. If the vowel is Dhamma, you add a wow. But if the vowel is Kesra, you're not going to add wow, right? What are you going to add?
Yeah.
If the vowel is Fetta, you're going to add what?
Aleph.
Naam. Okay, the Asma al-Khamsa, from them is Abun and Akhun. Whenever they're in Idalfa, you put them in Idalfa, Mudalf, Mudalfa ilay. You have to remove the Tanween, and then you have to elongate its vowel. If the vowel is Dhamma, you're going to make it long with wow. But if the vowel is Kesra, you're going to make it elongated with
yeah.
Ya. If the vowel is Fatta, you're going to elongate it with Aleph. That's why you have An Abi Huraira. Huh? Abi Huraira. Abi Huraira doesn't mean my father Huraira. So it means the father of the cats or kittens. Huh? An, because An makes it majrur. So that's why it takes Kesra, Abi. But you have to elongate it because it's an Idalfa. Abi Huraira. Naam. If you said, Ya Aba Bakrin. Ya Aba Bakrin. Fatta, because why? Because Ya Al-Nida, and it's in Idalfa. So that means it takes Fatta. The Fatta has to be elongated because of Idalfa. So you say, Aba Bakrin. It's like you say, Abu Bakrin. Names that are mamnu' min al-sarf, if it should take kasra, but if the name is mamnu' min al-sarf, it doesn't take kasra, it has to take fatta. Even though it's majrur, it takes fatta, because mamnu' min al-sarf. We said that words that are mamnu' min al-sarf, they don't take kasra if they're majrur. Rather, when they're majrur, they take fatta. And that is a different lesson that will come to near the end. But I just mentioned it in the before the salat, because we were talking about the words that are foreign proper nouns. We only have a few minutes remaining. We're going to look quickly at exercise number 4, which is a reading exercise. Okay? And basically, it's a question and answer. But what you want to pay attention to is the word AU. AU means which. Which, when you're asking a question, which one? Which house? Which street? Which book? Which student? Which teacher? The noun after AU is always majrur with kasra. The noun is always majrur because it's an idalfa with ayu. Okay, so the first one, ayu yawmin hadha. What does it mean? Ayu yawmin hadha. Which day is this? Hadha yawmu sabti. What does it mean? This is yawmu sabt, Saturday. Second one, ayu shahrin hadha. What does it mean? With which month is this? Ayu shahrin hadha. هَذَا شَهْرُ رَجَبٍ. This is the month of Rajab. أَيُّ كُلِّيَّةٍ هَذِهِ. What does it mean? Which college or faculty is this? كُلِّيَّة is feminine, so you have to use هَذِهِ. أَيُّ كُلِّيَّةٍ. It's always an إضافة, so it's مجرور. أَيُّ كُلِّيَّةٍ هَذِهِ. هَذِهِ كُلِّيَّةُ التِّجَارَةِ. This is the what? College of Commerce or Faculty of Commerce. Next one. Fi ayyi. Here, ayyu became ayyi because of what? Fi. Harf jar fi. Fi ayyi madrasatin. The word after ayyi always got to be majrur. Fi ayyi madrasatin anta. What does it mean? Which school? School, madrasa. Which school are you in? Ana fi madrasatil mutawassitati. What is المدرسة المتوسطة؟ middle school or junior high school. أنا في المدرسة المتوسطة. I am in the middle school. The last one, من أي. Again, أي became أي because of من, the preposition من. من أي بلد. After أي is always مجرور وكسرة. من أي بلد أنت يا أخت. What should that be then? What should that pronoun be? No, I'm saying it's not anta. Fi ayyi madrasatin anti ya ukhtu. Anti ya ukhtu. Right? What does it mean? Min ayyi baladin anti ya ukhtu. Which city or which country or which land are you from, O sister? Ana من اليوناني. أنا من اليونان. What is اليونان? Greece. I am from Greece. Okay, last exercise, and we're going to stop with this one, is اقرأ واكتب. It's a reading and writing exercise, and it's dealing with what? It's dealing with foreign proper nouns. Foreign proper nouns. And we're saying what? Foreign proper nouns do not take tanween. Masculine foreign proper nouns do not take tanween. Okay? Williamu. Read after me. Williamu. Edwardu. Londonu. What's Londonu? London. Barisu. That's what? Paris. Pakistanu. Naam. Istanbulu. Where is that at? In Turkey. Istanbul, Turkey. Ibrahimu. Ismailu. Ishaqu. Notice there's a long vowel in there. Ishaqu. Ya'qubu. Ayyubu. Who is Ayyub?
Job.
Naam. Sulaymanu. Dawoodu. Yunusu. Who's Yunus?
Jonah.
Jonah. Al-Hut. Naam. The big fish. Naam. Idrisu. Who's Idris? طيب يا انقص ادريس طيب جيد جبرائيل ميكائيل هوز جبرائيل وميكائيل انجل جابريل ومايكل فرعون اوكي اول اوف ذيز ار نيمز ذات ار نوت اوريجينالي فروم عربيك لانجويج. So they are foreign, masculine proper nouns. Therefore, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. Therefore, they are what? Mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, pardon me. Give me 2 minutes, inshallah. Give me 2 minutes, please, brothers and sisters. Give me 2 minutes. Last exercise. اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجملة الآتية مثله. اقرأ المثال. Page 86. Last exercise. Exercise number 6. اقرأ المثال. Read the example. ثم حول. حول. Transform الجملة الآتية. The following sentences. مثله. مثله. طيب. The example. أنت ذهبت. That's the singular. Second person masculine. We had that before. أنت ذهبت إلى المدرسة. You want to change it? Like in the example. In the example, it's changing from singular to plural. So from anta you get what? Antum ذهبتم إلى المدرسة. Okay, I'll read the singular. Somebody give me the plural. أنت خرجت من الفصل. جيد. أنتم خرجتم من الفصل. أنت جلست في الفصل. أنتم جلستم في الفصل. أين ذهبت يا أخي؟ أين ذهبتم يا إخواني؟ لماذا خرجت من الفصل يا ولد؟ من الفصل؟ نعم، لماذا خرجتم من الفصل؟ يا أولادو. And with this we have finished the lesson. The homework, write out the exercises that we did in this lesson and look at the next lesson. Read the key, read the dialogue, and you can do the first couple of exercises at least for homework, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.